When I ask Erin Bundy how she balances her professional life with that of being a mom to four under six, the Vice President for Strategy and Innovation for South Dakota State University Foundation is quick to say she doesn't.
I actually don't aspire for balance in the sense that sometimes balance can make it feel like everything has to be equal at all times. As a person who tries to give 110% to everything, there's no way I can give 110% to two very important things at the same time. And so I have to know that there are some weeks where I'm a little bit more on at work or they get a little bit more of me. And then there has to be other times where I consciously make the decision to stop and give 100% more to my family. And I will say that's probably less easy for me. I have to sort of tell myself to do that.
When Bundy is home with Kinley, Abbott, Summit, and Lakin, she always works to be present.
So I'm trying really hard that be present, focus, trying to be very much where I am, be where your feet are, whatever you want to say there. But just if I'm with my kids, to try to be, okay, right now I am with my kids.
To aid in this focus, Bundy recently got a second cell phone so that when she pulls out her smartphone to snap a picture or look up a recipe or fun craft to do with her kids, she isn't tempted to check work email. For Buffalo, South Dakota rancher and professional rodeo athlete Jessica Rotier, traveling the more than 40,000 miles to rodeos each season makes it challenging to always be where her kids are. One solution the mother of five came up with is taking her three youngest, who are not yet in school, with her. She relies on her husband Riley or grandparents to make sure their two oldest children, 14-year-old Brayden and 12-year-old daughter Peyton, get to and from their activities and have cheerleaders in the stands while she's away.
There really isn't a typical week. A lot of dividing and conquering, we like to say. You know, usually maybe one of the older kids and one of the adults and one of the younger kids will be one place and then the rest of us will be another, or we might be split three ways. Thankfully, we have a lot of help between our families, and then the last couple of years we've had some really great guys working for us as hired hands on the ranch. So that helps, and they're not afraid to step in and maybe pick a kid up from school if that needs to be done.
Although she tries to work her rodeo schedule around her older kids' activities, it isn't always possible.
It definitely puts a lot more pressure on you because, you know, now if I miss one of my kids' rodeos to go to my own rodeo, then if I don't do well at that rodeo, then I definitely should have just stayed and watched my kids.
Because as a working mom, it is impossible to be everywhere at once, or keep the house clean and laundry folded, or give children 100% attention. Giving yourself grace is key to sanity, explains Olympia Justice. Justice has three young daughters and is a translator who works remotely from her Sioux Falls home as a case coordinator for the nonprofit Voices for Peace, an organization that provides free immigration legal services to victims of crime and domestic and sexual abuse survivors. Due to COVID-19, her plate is even more full than typical because she is also remote schooling her third and fourth grade daughters.
I've always been introspective, but I've always been in a negative sense. Like, I blame myself for anything that goes wrong instead of, you know what, I'm part of something that's really good. And I think I have to embrace that because then I'm doing a pretty good job with work, with kids, with helping other people, knowing that the kids are doing well. And honestly, that I needed to stop that negative self-perspective.
COVID-19 and its resulting isolation has been tough for Justice, but she is working to keep positive and maintain her mental health through intentional gratitude and regular online appointments with a therapist. She does this not only for herself, but also for her husband and daughters. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Laura Rohde.